Imagine having taken photos of some of the biggest rock and roll stars of the 60s and 70s, losing the negatives, and then finding them some 50 years later. That's exactly what happened to Michael Friedman. After graduating from the U of A, he found himself working for a publicist, doing work for groups like the Mamas and the Papas, the Bee Gees, the Hollies, and others. He then went on to manage a band called the Nazz, which featured Todd Rundgren. Later, he worked with another manager in the music business, whose clients included Bob Dylan and Janis Joplin. And that's how Friedman was in a position to take these photos, most of which are from 1969. They feature Janis Joplin, the Rolling Stones, the band, and others. The newfound photos will be on display at the Foundry Hotel starting tonight with a ticketed reception. The exhibit will be open to the public starting tomorrow. I spoke earlier with Friedman about losing and then finding the photos and thinking back to his time in the music biz during the late 60s.
I was a serious photographer at the time, but not a professional one. So I took all of these photographs and without really having much purpose for them at the time, except for my own pleasure. And then I proceeded to misplace the negatives. And 50 years later, my wife walked into my office one day and said, "Look what I found."
I mean, how do you lose those? Like, these are people who even back then were really famous people that you had photos of.
It's not easy, but I found a way to do it, and I managed to lose them. They turned up in a box of music business papers from back then. I had moved apparently at some point, and I hadn't really ever even seen these photographs because they were just negative form, and I hadn't had a chance to print almost all of them. So when we found the negatives, we had them scanned, and we were surprised at what we had, you know, and the quality of what they were.
That must have really taken you back when you saw the images that you had taken all those years ago.
Yeah, that was really an amazing part of it, was just the memories that came back.
Now, some of the images are of the performers on stage. Some are more candid, you know, sort of behind the scenes or offstage, things like that.
Right.
What was it like being around them at that time? I mean, we keep hearing about, you know, what it was like to be part of rock and roll at that time. I mean, you were right there.
Yeah, I mean, I had a front row seat. And as I've often said to people, you know, when you're going through it, you don't really have any kind of historical perspective about it. So you're not terribly aware of that being such an important time in rock history, or even the artists that I was dealing with. I mean, they were very famous and popular. But, you know, I was just part of the team. And I think that's why a lot of the pictures are kind of more personal than the professional photographers who were fighting for access to get backstage or, you know, be able to get up close with the artists.
When you look at the photos now, obviously, I'm sure you remember, you know, how it came to be that a lot of them were taken. You maybe remember some of the moments. When you look at them now, what do they tell you about the musicians that are in them?
Well, it tells me a lot, actually, and it brings back so many memories, most of which are really terrific. And I feel like I was just so fortunate to have been part of it, because it was really a sweet spot in terms of rock history. But there is also a little bit of sadness that goes along with it, because now as I look at these pictures and I do have all these memories, there's been a lot of carnage as a result of those kind of crazy days in terms of drugs and alcohol and all of that. So a lot of those guys are not around anymore, and it's really, and they were terrific people and got caught up in the scene, and it was pretty wild.
Yeah. This almost sounds like the musical or the rock and roll version of, you know, you hear stories sometimes of people finding an original copy of the Declaration of Independence behind a painting in the attic somewhere. This kind of sounds like the musical version of that.
It is really kind of crazy, isn't it? I know that was what Greg Harris, who was the CEO of the Hall of Fame, said when he got this letter about the pictures, and he said he couldn't believe that he was seeing all these new images of these people that we've seen almost everything that was ever done on them over all the years, you know, in terms of photographs and stories, whatever. And all of a sudden, you know, there's this whole new crop of images and stories that go with it. And, you know, it's been just great. It's one of those things that you just never can imagine happening, and but it does. And so, I don't know. I think the Declaration of Independence is probably a little rarer.
Perhaps so, yes.
Yeah. But, you know, it's just, it's been fun.
When your wife brought you the box and said, hey, look what I've got. Like, did you know immediately what she was holding?
I kind of did. I mean, we had talked about this probably 30 years ago when we first got together, and I rarely talked about my experience in the music business for some reason. I'm not sure exactly why, but I went on to do other things with my life after the 80s. And I just, you know, I kind of left it where it was, and I hadn't really thought much about it. I knew I had misplaced all of these negatives because I did print a few of the pictures. So it was some this kind of thing where I hadn't really thought much about it, but I knew they were missing, and I knew there was probably some good pictures in there. Photography was one of my great passions. So, you know, I really missed that they were gone, but I hadn't thought much about it for years. And so it was a real wonderful surprise when she showed up with them.
Do you still take photos?
Occasionally, but not in a serious way. I still love photography. I buy photography books. I have a library, and I'm, you know, involved with it emotionally, but I haven't taken photos seriously since that time. I think it was the time and place and the people that I was around that inspired me to do so much with photography. You know, the thing about it was when the music was what I just loved rock and roll. I loved the music. And with photography, I was able to see, it brought back the moment of hearing the music that I loved. So the two were interconnected. And I think that was kind of the what made it so special for me, is that I could hear the music, and then we could record the music, and you could take a photograph of the music being made and then watch it emerge in the dark room. And it just sort of completed the circle.
All right. Well, Michael, it was really nice to talk to you. Thank you so much for the conversation.
You too.
And good
Thank
luck with
you,
the show.
Mark. Thanks very much.
Michael Friedman was a music producer and manager in the 1960s and 70s. An exhibit of his newly discovered photos from that era opens tonight with a ticketed reception at the Foundry Hotel in Phoenix. It's open to the public starting tomorrow.